WRS, Lake Geneva's voice.
15 minutes away from 8 o'clock, we've got the BBC World Service News at 8. Coming up in the news this morning, Greek deal within the next week likely, and a trial begins for the Thai ex-Prime Minister Yingluck. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Hank joining us after 8 this morning. Be nice to welcome him back. But first, Kat, I would like you to meet the gadget guru, Paul Bristow. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Kat.
How are you doing?
This is very early, isn't it?
It's a bit early. Bit early for you, isn't it? Paul normally, Gadget normally joins me on drive time around 4:45 every Tuesday afternoon. And since we're doing breakfast this week, I thought, let's bring him onto the breakfast show and introduce him to the breakfast show listeners. And he always updates us on all the new sort of tech IT developments. And Paul, the Google Chrome bit that Kat and I have been talking about already this morning, a USB stick-sized computer that plugs into any HDMI port and turns the display into a computer itself. Tell us all about it.
Exactly. So computers are getting smaller and smaller, and we've had a few of these HDMI dongles, and now Google have come out with one that... you remember the Google Chromebooks, the sort of laptops? That
yes.
Basically, they just run the Chrome browser. So if you do everything in your life on the web, mm-hmm. So if you use Gmail and the Google Docs and Facebook and all of that stuff, if everything you do is on the web, this is absolutely perfect for you. And then the Chrome bit, as you say, is a little USB-sized stick with an HDMI connector on one end and a USB connector for your mouse and keyboard on the other. And that's all you need.
Paul, is it really as simple as just sort of plug and play? I mean, we all know these USB sort of dongly things. Do you just sort of plug that into the HDMI port and it automatically transfers the display into a computer?
That is precisely what it does. There is a little teeny tiny gotcha, which is that some of the TV sets can't supply power through the HDMI port, but there's a little micro USB port on the side of this stick to take power, just like you do on your normal mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
So any phone adapter will power it in that case. And then you set up Wi-Fi to connect to your network, and you tell it your Google login IDs, and off
you
go.
What's the cost, Paul, of the Google Chrome bit?
So this thing, so far they've only announced US dollar costing, but they say less than $100.
That's right, isn't it? I mean, if you've got a few old monitors lying around at home, you know, we generally do like an old computer monitor or an old TV or something like that. For $100 US, give or take, that's not a bad solution. Maybe as a second or third computer or one for the kids, Paul, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can have a computer each. I mean, how much of your time do you spend on the web? I think for most people, it's an awful lot of it.
And then you don't have to talk to each other.
I've seen that.
I've got a question for you, Paul. My first thought is, how far back can I go? Can I turn a really old retro TV into a computer?
As long as it has an HDMI port.
And
yes.
How long have they been going? How long have they been on screens and in TVs? Is that
well,
quite...
the HDMI port?
Yes.
Basically since flat screens came out.
Okay.
So this is going back quite a while now, about 10 years
ago.
So the
old black and white Jetsons TV I think you might be thinking about.
Yeah, the really old sort of clunky CRT ones that are, take up all the room in the living room, that isn't going to happen.
Okay.
We had one of those in our family right up until, I think it was the mid-80s, even though colour TVs were out back in the mid to late 1970s. And I think the reason was it was so Dad could tell us, because this is pre-remote controls, and it was so Dad could tell us to get up, kids, change the channel for me. Remember that? Did you ever do that? Have to change the channel for
your
parents?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Paul?
Yes, but we quite quickly got one of those wired remote controls. Do you remember those?
I didn't have one.
Cable going across the living room.
I bet the Gadget Guru made it. I bet he sort of welded it and soldered it all together. Gadget Guru joins us here on Butcher's Brekkie at 10 minutes away from 8, the Google Chrome bit, if you're interested. And what's this about the Amazon Dash, Paul?
Oh, yes. This is Internet of Things meets Amazon. So if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can order anything, no matter how small, and it all gets delivered for free. Basically, you've paid your delivery charges up front. So some bright spark inside Amazon figured that what you really need is a button that reorders stuff for you. So they will now send you a button. I mean, physically, it's a little round button.
Yes.
You stick on the fridge. And when you run out of the one thing that you mustn't run out of, you press the button and it automatically orders stuff from Amazon for you.
What sort of button would you have at your place? What do you order the most online?
That's a really good question. What would I order? I think I'd have to keep the milk coming in, otherwise there'd be no tea, and that would be like the end of the world.
Can you order...
Maybe the tea.
Can you order milk from Amazon?
In the US, you can order anything at all.
Wow, I had not...
This is launching. You can order Amazon. You can order milk, you can order washing powder, you know, nappies, anything at all.
Toilet paper, coffee.
Yep.
Well, listen, there's a question for our listeners this morning, is if you had one of these Amazon Dash buttons, and Kat Cullen, I'm going to ask you in just a moment what you would use your button for. One button sits on the fridge, and you press it, and it reorders the thing you order most online. If you were to have one of those Amazon Dash buttons at your place, what would you use it to order? Send us a text, 939, start the message with WS. You can email studio@worldradio.ch. And I'll tell you what we'll do this morning, Kat. Everyone who enters that can also go into the running for the classy wine passports as well. How does that sound?
That sounds pretty good.
There you go.
So if I use the button to order wine?
Tea, you've got two, one for tea and one for wine. Kat, what would your button order?
Cheese. Just cheese.
That was a very quick answer, wasn't it?
Cheese.
Do you order cheese online?
No, but apparently I can order anything online now, so I'll go with cheese.
What do you reckon Mark would order? Beer.
Curries.
Beer and curry. You've got a curry button and a beer button.
So is that the way that it works, Paul? Do you have to nominate one product for your button?
That's exactly right. Nominate one product and that's it. It's for people for whom going to the Amazon webpage or the Amazon app is too complicated.
They do that. Well, the other one, the Google Chrome bit, cost $100. Do they give you this for free because you're ordering stuff, the Amazon
Dash? This one comes for free, absolutely.
How popular have they been so far, Paul?
They've literally just started. So at the moment, it's limited to two buttons per subscriber. I'm guessing in their heads, they want you to have an entire house covered in Amazon buttons.
You know what I'd do? If there was a limit of two buttons per person, I'd use one of those buttons to order more Amazon buttons, and then I'd use that to like order more stuff.
I wonder if they've already worked
I hope a genie never meets you with three wishes. He'd regret it.
There you go. Folks, tell us, if you had one of those Amazon Dash buttons, what would you use it to order in your household? Whacking on the fridge. And what would you use it for? Send us a text, 939. Start the message with WS email studio@worldradio.ch or give us a call, 022 782 7263. And everyone who enters that will also go in the running for those very classy wine passports.
Absolutely. I think I'd like to get one in each room. I think Amazon should let you be able to have one in each room so that you can have one sort of in the bathroom. Just tap it if you need to get some more loo roll. Yeah, one next to you where you brush your teeth.
Gadget Guru, good to talk to you.
How fast do you think this delivery works?
It doesn't like someone knock on the door 5 minutes later.
I suppose if you combine it with the drone delivery that they're also working on, which is going to be tested here in Switzerland.
How's that going to work? Like, I can just see a drone heading in all directions
really
crashing.
Cool.
Paul, great to talk to you. Paul joins us every Tuesday afternoon, 4:45 on the Drive Time program, WRS. The Gadget Guru, Paul Bristow. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks a lot.
6 minutes away from 8 o'clock. What would you use your Amazon Dash button for? Kat's out there ordering one right now. It's a limit of two, Kat. Wounded.